I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. A daily dose of vitamin D3 and K2 could help to improve long COVID symptoms and reduce inflammation, according to a new clinical trial that offers the potential for global impact. Vitamin C, B2, and D, and xanthohumol are just some of the nutrients and bioactive compounds with the potential to improve cognitive function and modulate the gut microbiome, says a new study. Turmeric formulations which contain fats appear to improve the body's ability to absorb curcumin, according to recent studies published in Food and Function. A combination of nitrate and L-arginine may boost aerobic and anaerobic performance and reduce fatigue, according to a Turkish study. Consuming dark chocolate is linked to a 21% reduction in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. White milk chocolate does not offer the same benefits and is associated with weight gain. The beneficial effects of dark chocolate are attributed to its high polyphenol flavonoid content, which improves insulin sensitivity and helps manage blood sugar levels. Research shows that consuming 5 or more servings of dark chocolate weekly leads to a 3% decrease in type 2 diabetes risk per serving, with benefits more pronounced in younger individuals. Dark chocolate's flavonoids not only aid in reducing diabetes risk, but also enhance overall metabolic health by improving vascular function and reducing inflammation. Polyphenol-rich dark chocolate, at least 70% cacao, helps lower fasting blood glucose and blood pressure in just 2 weeks, offering a quick intervention for metabolic health. When combined with exercise, whey protein could offer a promising dietary intervention for improving cardiovascular and metabolic health, according to a recent study. A year of supplementing with 600 IUs of vitamin D daily was linked to reductions in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Research has identified a brain circuit involving the anterior cingulate cortex, pons, and medulla that links slow breathing to reduced anxiety. Activating this circuit in mice led to slower breathing and decreased anxiety, while shutting it off increased stress and breathing rates. The discovery of the brain circuit provides a neurological basis for practices like yoga and mindfulness. Another study found that torso stiffness, a common stress response, limits venous return and cardiac output, exacerbating anxiety symptoms. Aerobic exercise and proper breathing reduce torso stiffness, improve circulation, and prevent negative effects on your cardiopulmonary system. Understanding the biomechanics of how the body responds to anxiety is helpful for developing holistic treatment strategies, techniques that promote muscle relaxation and enhance circulation, such as aerobic exercise and controlled breathing, are useful for anxiety treatment plans. By addressing both the neurological and the physical aspects of anxiety, it allows for a more comprehensive approach to managing the anxiety. This includes integrating breathing techniques and physical exercise to alleviate symptoms and produce overall well-being. Vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant that boosts immune function in older adults, helping to fight off infections and improve overall health. Good sources of vitamin E include green leafy vegetables, certain fruits like kiwi and mango, and grass-fed meats. Beyond immunity, vitamin E protects against cell damage, promotes heart and brain health, and supports healthy vision. While food is the best source of vitamin E, many people benefit from a vitamin E supplement due to high linoleic acid intake in the Western diet, which increases your body's need for vitamin E. Look for natural vitamin E supplementation, that's D-alpha tocopherol, that's the D, DL means it's fake, with a full spectrum of tocopherols and tocotrienols free from soy and GE ingredients. That's genetically engineered ingredients, in case you didn't know what GE meant. Okay. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. La Fiesta food products, La Fiesta Ponredo Sazonado breadcrumbs. Seasoned, and they're plain breadcrumbs for undeclared sesame. FGF LLC, plain vanilla mini cake, donut ring, and 58 other kinds of products for Listeria monocytogens. Monkey spit, monkey mop, barbecue sauce, and two other products for undeclared milk. Mutual Trading Company, prepared monkfish liver for undeclared milk. Di Coluccio and Sons, Colucci Cantuccini chocolate drop cookies for undeclared almonds. Atkins Milling Company, hush puppies with onions and the kind with no onions for undeclared milk. Bazzini Inc., New Go dark chocolate pretzel with sea salt and their New Go dark chocolate chip, real dark chocolate, and their New Go dark pretzel chocolate chip multi-pack. The product is being recalled because of undeclared milk. VitaSlim Company's 90-day original root plus, and root capsules for toxic yellow oleander. CorePak Manufacturing, white myang da for salmonella. Pecan Star and Nut Corporation, Greenwise organic pecans for undeclared walnuts. Middle East Soli's Baking Company, Cairo Bakery Pita Pocket Bread traditional recipe for undeclared milk. Dyerberg's Markets, Dyerberg Kitchen's mac and cheese for undeclared wheat. Remedy Repack, Carvedilol tablets for cancer-causing impurities. FDC Limited, Timolol Maleate Ophthalmic Solution for defective container. Major Pharmaceuticals and Rugby Labs, Potassium Chloride Extended Release Tablets for dissolution failure. Sky Packaging, Hydralazine Hydrochloride, all dosages for impurities degradation. Teva Pharmaceuticals, Granix Injections for stability failure. Pharmaceutical Associates, Inks, Guaifenesin and Codeine Phosphate Oral Solution for superpotency. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, Carvedilol tablets for cancer-causing impurity. Tri-Union Seafood, Genova, Van Camp's, HEB, and Trader Joe's canned tuna for botulism. And these are only in certain states. California's tuna in Trader Joe's is fine. Okay, Sprouts Jack and Green, Sprouts, Alfalfa Sprouts for Listeria monocytogens. Turkana Food, Aleppo Tahini Sesame Paste for Salmonella. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment. And catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.